This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Randy Young, founder and director of La Tierra del Jaguar. Your artistic journey and your path to conservation are intertwined.
It's been an interesting walk, yes. Grew up in Silver City, New Mexico. In my neighborhood, there was a ceramic shop and a university, and the security guards would run me off really quick from the university. So I hung out at the ceramic shop a lot, and some college students, to me they were adults, but I realize now they were like 18-year-old college students, you know, saw me doing that work and invited me to go to their sculpture classes at the university. And of course, I got really excited and I went with them, and the professor was like, "This is not a daycare, you can't be here, go home." And after 3 days of that, he finally let me stay. He said, "There'll be no horseplay in my class. I'm not cleaning up after you. And don't throw anything in my class." And that was it. Oh, and I won't repeat anything. I got to stay. And by age 11, I had cast bronze. I had made my own clays. I had done my own slips, multiple artistic processes. And then we moved to Lordsburg, New Mexico. And art died. My dad bought me a kiln and it never worked. From there, I became a master auto mechanic. I got myself a hot rod so I could get out of that town and started doing mechanic work. I became a master auto mechanic and wound up having to support my mom for years. So just completely shut down the art side and turned a lot of wrenches for a lot of years there. And then got really lucky and my kidneys shut off from petroleum toxicity. And I had to quit the auto dealerships. And that was one of the most valuable things that's ever happened to me. Since then, I started guiding, doing outdoor guiding, hiking and mountain biking, and started Sculpture Resource Center, a local sculpture collective that I ran for a lot of years, and really was able to open up all the different parts of my being.
The Jaguar has clearly inspired many people here in the Borderlands. It's become a symbol that I think maybe means different things to different people, but it's very motivating and inspiring for sure. What do you think about the Jaguar's capacity to inspire, and what does it mean to you?
I was a young man in New Mexico whenever the Jaguar was reintroduced or rediscovered in the U.S., Warner Glenn's photos, and it immediately made the mountains that I grew up in more wild to me. It changed my feeling of that. And the Jaguar transcends people's ideas of just nature into the mystical and mythical. The Jaguar has a power through its strength, through its beauty, through its traveling at night. There's so many things about the Jaguar that just mystify the human. They always have. That's why they were a god to so many peoples. I feel like the Jaguar called me to do this work, and I feel like I need to step up and deserve that. So I feel like there's a lot of work to be done in order to really help the Jaguar revive in the whole area here and be strong again in the area and have people appreciate the Jaguar and through it appreciate nature, because it is our bond to nature that can keep us alive now. And the more that we take on these different regenerative techniques and these ways of life of sustainability, and I like to say sustainability still leaves a stain. So we got to try to get to regenerative. We got to try to build back what we have. I think that seeing someone like that as a hero, as like the Jaguar is, you know, as gives you something to strive for and a reason to step up and try to do more. Because there's so much around us now that can just drive you down to where you don't have the energy to try to keep fighting. And in the long term, I think the Jaguar will be able to be a symbol that can help spread these techniques. Because I think people will come to the processes and the systems of what we're doing through the murals, through the different things. The murals I did for the Northern Jaguar Project were some of the best work we've done down there for working with the community as far as visibility. So I think that the arts have the ability to really put these issues in people's faces in a way that people embrace as opposed to standing back from and being scared of. So I think that's the magic of the arts and how they can really help the Jaguar and how the Jaguar can really help regenerative processes in general.
Thank you for being here today, Randy.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me in.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.